Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Indestructibles, the original Baby Peekaboo by Amy Pixton, is a baby-focused picture book in the Indestructibles series. Created for newborns and very young children who handle books with hands, mouths, and repeated, rough use. Illustrated by Kate Merritt, it uses a simple peekaboo structure to support early interaction, visual recognition, and the beginnings of language development. The book is designed around the practical realities of infant reading it, is chew-proof, rip-proof, non-toxic, waterproof, and 100% washable, making it suitable for everyday handling, travel, and messy environments. Its concise text and bright collage-style images make it easy for caregivers to read aloud in a dialogic way, turning a familiar game into a shared literacy experience. Rather than relying on plot or complexity, the book focuses on repetition, object permanence, and responsive adult-child interaction, which are central to early developmental reading experiences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a baby-proof format built for hands, mouths, and repetition. The most defining feature of Baby Peekaboo is not its storyline but its construction. The Indestructibles format uses a durable paper-like material that is intended to survive chewing, drooling, tugging, and repeated page turning. For parents and caregivers, this matters because standard board books often fail when used the way infants naturally use books. The book therefore solves a practical problem in infant reading it, preserves the act of sharing a book even when the child treats the book as an object to explore physically rather than as something to protect. This durability also changes the reading routine. Caregivers can allow more freedom, which lowers anxiety and encourages repeated use. In early literacy terms, that repeated exposure is more valuable than fragile novelty, because the child can revisit the same words and images many times without the book being damaged. The format is therefore part of the educational design, not just a convenience feature. Secondly, peekaboo as an early lesson in object permanence. The central activity in the book is the familiar peekaboo game, which gives the title its developmental purpose. Peekaboo is not just playful repetition. It introduces the idea that people and objects continue to exist even when they are temporarily hidden. That concept, known as object permanence, is a major milestone in infant cognitive development. The book presents this idea in an extremely accessible way by pairing hidden figures with predictable reveals such as mommy, puppy, and baby. Because the surprises are simple and consistent, the child can begin to anticipate what comes next, which supports memory and pattern recognition. The game format also creates emotional engagement, since the child is invited to expect a reveal and participate in the moment of discovery. This makes the book useful for caregivers who want a short, interactive reading experience that is developmentally meaningful without being complicated. Its value comes from turning a basic social game into a repeatable learning structure. Thirdly, minimal text that supports dialogic reading and early language growth. Baby Peekaboo uses very little text, and that simplicity is a deliberate strength. For babies and newborns, long narratives are not necessary and can even reduce engagement. Instead, the short phrases and repeated question and answer pattern leave room for adult voice, gesture, and pause. This makes the book especially compatible with dialogic reading, where the caregiver does not merely read the page, but talks about the pictures, names objects, and invites the child to respond. In early language development, those exchanges are more important than formal plot. The book's limited wording encourages naming, repetition, and sound imitation, which are all useful precursors to vocabulary building. Because the text is predictable, adults can emphasize rhythm and intonation, helping the child associate language with social interaction. The book, therefore, functions less like a story to be completed and more like a communication prompt. Its design recognizes that early literacy begins with shared attention, spoken language, and repeated naming of familiar figures and actions. Fourthly, bright collage illustrations that keep infant attention focused. Kate Merritt's colorful collage style artwork is another key part of the book's effectiveness. Babies respond strongly to high contrast shapes, vivid colors, and clearly separated figures, and the illustrations are built around those visual needs. Each spread uses simple scenes that are easy to parse, reducing the visual clutter that can overwhelm very young readers. The hidden character format also gives the images a job beyond decoration. The illustrations must support the peekaboo reveal by making the hiding place and their veiled figure easy to understand. This helps children connect visual search with language, which strengthens early comprehension. The artwork also matters for caregivers, because attractive images help sustain adult engagement during repeated readings. Since the book is likely to be read many times, the illustrations must remain interesting without depending on complexity. The collage aesthetic gives the pages a warm, handcrafted quality while still serving a developmental function. In this sense, the visual design is not secondary to the text. It is part of the book's teaching mechanism. Lastly, a practical tool for everyday storytime, travel, and messy environments. Baby Peekaboo stands out because it is built for real household use rather than ideal reading conditions. Its washable, portable, and lightweight design makes it suitable for diaper bags, car rides, strollers, and places where a child may drop, lick, or soil the book. This practicality changes how families can use it. The book is not reserved for controlled story time, but can be part of everyday routines. That matters because infants learn through repetition across settings, not through occasional formal reading sessions. A washable book also reduces the hesitation adults may feel when giving books to very young children, especially when the goal is to encourage independent handling. In category terms, the book occupies a space between toy and reading material, but it remains anchored in literacy goals. It is more purposeful than a simple bath book because it still supports language, naming, and interaction. At the same time, it is more resilient than a standard infant board book. That combination is what makes it especially distinctive in the baby book market. In conclusion, Indestructibles, the original Baby Peekaboo, is best suited for parents, caregivers, librarians, and early childhood educators who want a first book that can survive actual infant use while still supporting developmental reading. It is especially useful for newborns and babies who are learning to grasp, mouth, and visually track objects, because the book is designed around those behaviors rather than against them. The practical benefits are clear. It is durable, washable, safe for babies, and easy to carry. The intellectual and developmental benefits are equally clear. It encourages object permanence, shared attention, repetitive naming, and early dialogic reading. Compared with many baby books, it stands out because its core idea is not merely simplicity, but compatibility with infant behavior. Instead of asking children to handle books carefully, it accepts that they will handle them vigorously, and still preserves the reading experience. In a crowded category of infant books, that combination of resilience, visual clarity, and developmental usefulness makes it unusually well-matched to the realities of early childhood. If you would like to support Amy Pixton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.